awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
I hit the wrong button.
Do you want to do it again?
I don't want this one.
Do it again.
Oh!
All right, redo, everyone.
Fail!
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those days.
All right, we'll come back.
Okay, all right.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
So much better!
Like this one better, huh?
You know, I just don't have time to mess around today. Gotta take action. So the action songs.
Action songs. Hey, let's action this plan, man.
Let's
get into it.
Yeah, it is Tuesday. Welcome to it. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning!
Steve-O, Mateo, we're hanging with you. We're excited to be here. Hope you are too. I got up early this morning.
You did. What time did you get up?
I don't remember. In the 4 o'clock hour.
Woo.
4, yeah. Early.
Super early.
Early. Had time to get up, get ready. I even went and got gas this morning.
That's too early.
Because I knew I needed gas.
Did you see the beautiful sunrise?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was.
I started praying.
It was pretty great.
I never do that anymore, but I did.
Stop.
I'm just kidding. I really did. I was like, dang, that's really pretty. And I was immediately drawn to pray.
Nice.
My philosophy professor in college would say, that's funny because the reason it's so colorful is because of all the pollution in the atmosphere. And to him I would say, well, sir, that's just another example of how even terrible things made by humans can still be beautiful when the Lord intends it.
Ooh.
Quit being a jerk. You're an old man who likes flowers. You're wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Man! It is Tuesday. Man, yesterday we had somebody come by the house because I want to get a slab of concrete.
You want to build a water park in your backyard. You want to build an amphitheater water park.
I can't even afford that.
You should afford it.
Apparently concrete's really expensive.
Yeah.
So.
Concrete is expensive.
Looks like we're going to put a pin in that. We're going to circle back.
Circle back.
At some point in the future.
Going to wait till it springs up a little more organically.
Gosh. So let's build a concrete slab in my backyard, buddy, you and me.
Okay. I have no idea how to do
it. I don't either.
But we can do it. If we put our minds to it, there's probably a YouTube video.
Normally, I would say let's do that cuz I am the king of learning from YouTube.
Yeah. But
I just feel like something like that.
There are very professional people that do very professional jobs.
I've noticed very professionally costly.
They charge very professional prices.
The wrong business.
But it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. We got a phone call.
Open 505-338-3700. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque, guys.
No, it's
not.
Dude.
Sure, guys. Sure.
Sure.
Sure,
the real Matthew from Albuquerque have gone to got his ID card and motor vehicle was last weekend.
What?
No, I don't know. Would he?
I don't know. Yep, I sure did.
Oh, look at you, buddy.
And I think people saw the picture portion of it on Instagram. Who saw that?
Yeah, he follows you a lot.
I know. I saw you were at the casino this last week, and that's real close to me.
That means you follow him. That's fine.
Yeah. That was a gift from my father-in-law. Mateo was there, too.
I was there.
Nice.
I am not his father-in-law, but
I was
there.
Yeah, he was in the photo and everything, screaming in the background because we had
brain
overload.
I got some good news, guys. Since I'll be 16 next year, I might be getting a job,
Might be getting a job.
I've learned that you should get a job in concrete because I had somebody come over to see about putting a little patio in the backyard, and I was like, cool, man. You guys make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make a lot of money, Matthew, you learn how to do concrete because it's crazy.
That's where the money is, friend.
Yeah.
And computers, guys. Don't forget that.
Concrete
computers
exactly.
Are taking over the world. There's going to be less money in them. But concrete, you never run out of reasons for concrete. You look
out,
you see a forest, and you're like, that would be a fantastic parking lot.
Yep.
So you pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
Boom.
And you charge people crazy prices, Matthew. You can do this. You can do it.
I believe in you.
Who cares about the environment? It's not Earth Day. It's not Earth Day. Where's Captain Planet? He's gone with the 90s. You just pave whatever you want to, and you make money.
Well, guys, actually, this morning, I just want to give a shout-out to the construction company. Don't worry, this is not corporate, these guys. This is family-owned. My friend Henry Padilla, owner of Boss Construction.
We still can't talk about it because it makes money.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're a small business. And actually, this I want to just song out Henry Padilla for. He's my dad. Well done. Helped build my house. Amberlynn, I want the song to go out to him. Henry, for building my house. My family, we appreciate you.
Right on, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Remember, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. One more day.
Go Hawks. Summertime.
Yep. There you go.
Have a good day, Matthew.
Oh, there he goes. He's gone. Just like that, he's gone. Did anybody happen to catch what he was saying?
Yeah, I think he said he wanted to hear "Impossible" from Amberlynn.
Yes,
because it was impossible to understand him.
That's right.
Because we're non-common, you can't direct people to businesses even if they're family-owned. This is our shot.
Oh, it's going out to Matthew from Albuquerque. The song is called "Impossible." Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to read the breaking news. This is what's breaking right now on the news.
Oh, man.
U.S. has filed criminal charges against Chinese officials because they called Godzilla fat. No. Accusing them of cyber spying.
Whoa!
Yeah, check that out. It was the Japanese
spying
that called Godzilla
robots.
Fat.
Wow. So like C-3PO and R2, they're like, hey.
Yeah.
Spying on you, girl.
What y'all doing?
What's up,
and R2-D2's like...
3PO's like, I am a protocol droid. And it's like, yeah, you are.
Cuban cyborg.
Check you out.
Speaking of robots, the FAA to make the use of low-risk drones permissible. Although the battle between drone owners and the FAA carries on over laws and regulations, it looks like progress is being made. A report by Bloomberg says the FAA is looking to expedite the handing out of permits for owners of low-risk drones. According to the FAA report, low-risk means commercial flights of UAVs will be allowed by permitted parties so long as the devices propose no security risk and are under 55 pounds in weight. The FAA hopes to have this ruling officially go into effect by November of this year, but it's also looking to allow the use of even smaller drones before then.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Low-risk drones.
End times is what I say. End times. And that's high risk, Doug.
Jay-Z and Beyonce announced their new concert tour. It's called the Bagency Tour. But that would be awesome.
That would be incredible.
That would be so cool. An aggravated New York City man has filed a lawsuit for more money than exists in the entire world.
Wow.
That's how much money he wants. I don't know what the lawsuit is about. Maybe my boy Doug can figure out what's going on with that.
My money, my problems. That's
New
what
York
my grandma
City
used
man
to say.
Files lawsuit. More money than Gosh. Exists in the world.
He needs to listen to her.
A dad threw his baby into a pool to teach her a lesson, and that's why you never teach a lesson. Arrested Development fans and police are now investigating the incident. Corey Edmund McCarthy, 23-year-old, was arrested on suspicion of child abuse after throwing his 22-month-old daughter Mia into a swimming pool. Apparently, the little girl threw a puppy into the pool moments earlier, and the puppy died. Her father decided that he wanted to teach his daughter about the dangers of the swimming pool.
Because watching a puppy die wasn't enough.
For real.
Video Lord, hold my tongue.
Shows McCarthy apparently throwing the child nearly across the width of the pool before the girl hits the water. In the video, McCarthy's girlfriend is seen swimming after the child to retrieve her. McCarthy reportedly wanted to scare his daughter to make her afraid of the water, and so he threw her in face first. This is not good parenting.
Gosh, dude. There were a couple stories this week that had to do with parents and, like, child abuse. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's because in scripture, you know, it talks about it's better to, like, tie a freaking millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest ocean than harm, like, a hair on a child's head.
Yep.
I understand that. I think God put that in our hearts because I want to say some things.
Say.
No, screw that. I want to find some people.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
Thanks, Christina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, girl. Miss you on The Voice.
No.
I don't miss her. I don't watch
She's
the
show.
She's
better than Shakira, man.
Shakira is more likable.
I like to sing.
This
I'm a good singer.
Look at my hips.
La, la, la.
She's like, look at me. Don't listen to me.
Yeah,
don't
dude,
listen to me.
Don't do it. Don't make that mistake. You never have to worry about her being cast as like a siren in any movie,
right.
You know, because I would not be drawn to
unless
her
it's
voice.
A police siren.
That's true.
Recently fired New York Times executive editor Jill Abramson gave the commencement address at Wake Forest University, where she gave out plenty of well-earned life lessons. This is the recently fired New York Times executive editor. Probably a good... I wonder if she walked up there and it was... It's like that part on Anchorman 2 where Ron Burgundy walks out there and he's got like a glass of scotch and he's already completely wasted. I wonder if she walked out there and she's like, you know what you never do? I'll tell you about it. 3 points. I got 3 points for you. Number one, you don't say no things. You don't. Definitely don't eat. Don't Facebook them. Don't you Facebook your friends. Don't you Facebook your friends. Because when you post some of them, it's on the internet forever. And then you get fired. That's it.
Yeah.
Scientific American reports that increasing research shows that animals are capable of abstract thinking.
Ooh.
I don't know. As many times as both of my cats run into the wall, I don't think they're capable of abstract thinking. They're like, chase, chase, chase. And then they pause and look at each other and then go, chase, 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 chase.
They literally pause.
They do. They go, whoa, 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 whoa. That one, that was, whoa. Hang on.
Put okay. Pause in the air.
Continue.
Yeah.
Man, Beans is a cute cat. Panda is too smart. A new research study shows a gambler's, it explains a gambler's so-called lucky streak. After winning a bet, a gambler makes more intelligent decisions with each subsequent bet, thus increasing his chance of continued success.
Old Parker Luck.
Old Parker. No, Parker Luck's bad. This is the luck of the Maverick.
Oh, right.
This is Mel Gibson
right.
In his prime.
This is like the black cat luck.
Yeah. No, that's still it's bad
bet
luck.
Bet for everybody else.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Good for her.
Good. Is it, though? She's a criminal. AT&T plans to purchase DirecTV for $48.5
billion.
Man.
Woo!
I happen to have both of those services,
yeah.
And I'm actually worried.
Why?
Because I feel like it's just going to go up. Like, prices are going
to
go
if
up.
If AT&T has that much money,
yeah.
Then why are they still asking me to pay my bill?
Right.
For real. What's happening?
Yeah.
I give you, like, chump change compared to that.
I want to go back to, like, pagers and smoke signals.
Smoke signals?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys use those out
it'd be,
here?
It'd be
we
cheaper.
Didn't really use those back then.
Yeah.
We just yelled at each other.
Yeah.
Hey! Shut up! What? I can't hear you.
Channel 42!
You're stupid!
Channel 42, man! Check it out!
Hey, Peter Man, put it on channel 13.
The cast of Expendables 3 arrived at the Cannes Film Festival in tanks. What? Pulling up in tanks, baby.
Bringing the class.
Expendables. McDonald's new mascot. That's right. They revealed a new mascot. This is him.
Whoa!
His name is Happy.
Shut up. Is it really Happy?
Yes.
Okay.
So far, the reactions have been kind of like, compared to previous mascots like Ronald, Creepy McDonald,
Grimace,
the Hamburglar.
Oh.
The new character is beyond simple. There's no extra story or costuming. Happy is an animated Happy Meal box with a set of teeth on the front and a pair of cartoon arms and legs. The character has been around overseas since 2009. This is the first time Happy is being introduced stateside.
Happy?
Whoa, there's really nothing to him.
Nope, he's a Happy Meal with eyeballs. I'll find a picture of him on the internet, and I'll put it up on our Facebook. I'm going to put it on the Facebooks, y'all. If y'all got a Facebook, y'all go look at it. In an effort to further change in its image, McDonald's announced Monday that it will soon be adding a yogurt option to its kids' meal in the form of Yoplait's Go-Gurt. Whether or not this is actually a healthier choice all depends on what you substitute the yogurt for. McDonald's Happy Meals currently include a pack of apple slices and a kid-sized thing of French fries.
Right.
But according to the Chicago Tribune, the Go-Gurt would be offered as a substitute for either one of those items. So it looks like the Go-Gurt packages being made for McDonald's will be slightly smaller than the ones bought at stores, as they only contain 50 calories, 10 fewer than the standard product. Here's the problem. Go-Gurt is basically just sugar gelatin.
Yeah.
So if you replace your apple slices, you're going to be eating French fries and sugar. Good luck, parents. Because once they have the Go-Gurt, the kids aren't going to want the apple slices anymore.
Hey, proud of you.
Why?
Last night you cooked your own dinner.
Uh-huh.
Cooked your own meal.
I did. I'm not afraid anymore.
Which inspired me in turn to cook mine as well.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
I did a good job on the pork chop, guys. The meat was not pink in the middle.
Good.
Because that would have killed
important.
Me.
It could have, yeah.
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 Over towards the bone, it was a little pink, but I didn't eat that part.
You could have eaten it.
I was a little too wary of it, yeah. But it tasted awesome. Yeah. I did a good job.
Like Jack?
It wasn't dry.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
That's good.
I did a good job.
Nice.
I was happy.
I was happy with myself. You and Jack with that salmonella.
Well, I just don't want to get sick, because then I don't want to have to call you and be like, hey, man, guess what?
I cooked my own food,
and now, number one, I'll never cook my own food again. Number two,
I might be dying.
I am sick, very sick.
I got the pork death.
Pork death. If lately you've been saying to yourself, hey, self, there are just not enough no-calorie sweeteners in the break room for me to choose from. Boy, do I have good news for you. U.S. regulators have approved a new non-caloric sweetener from Japanese company. From a Japanese company called Adventame?
Mm.
Huh. It's a Japanese company that can be used as a substitute for sugar or high fructose corn syrup in foods and beverages. Adventame is a white powder made from aspartame and vanillin. Vanillin? It's a villain. Vanillin?
Ooh, yeah. That was the dude that fell into the vanilla extract factory. People thought he died, and then his hand came up.
That was
his fingernails had turned brown like
Joker.
Cinnamon and sparkly. And yeah.
Is he Happy's arch nemesis?
Yeah.
It's approved as a general purpose sweetener and flavor enhancer in food except meat and poultry. FDA says the product can be used as a tabletop sweetener or in baked goods, non alcoholic beverages, frozen desserts, jams and jellies, chewing gum, and other foods.
And it also gives you cancer.
It's the sixth so-called high-intensity sweetener the FDA has approved for sale in the U.S. and A.
Ugh.
U.S. and A. British researchers are launching the largest study in the world to investigate whether using mobile phones and other wireless gadgets might affect children's brain development. The project, the study of cognition, adolescence, and mobile phones, or SCAMP.
Nice.
We'll focus on cognitive functions such as memory and attention, which continue to develop in adolescence, just the age when teenagers start to own and use personal phones. While there is no convincing evidence the radio waves from mobile phones affect health, to date, most scientific research has focused on adults and the potential risk of brain cancer. It's going to be crazy if they come out and they say, hey, cell phones at an early age, it's hurting your kids' ability to process stuff. And then everybody's going to be like, oh, no. And then AT&T's going to be like, wait, no, it doesn't. This new phone makes your kids smarter. It teaches them lessons.
Take the iPad away from your toddler.
Take the iPad away. Throw her in the pool. Don't do that.
Don't.
That's what that terrible parent guy did.
Ugh.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
All around Dallas, many libraries resembling large mailboxes or outdoor cabinets are popping up for residents to use. Concept is a simple one. Need a book? Take a book. Have a book? Leave a book.
Wow.
The literacy effort, called Little Free Libraries,
I like that,
has Cheerios as a significant donor and sponsor.
Hmm.
Maybe we should call Cheerios.
Go, hey, you should significantly donor and sponsor us.
Hey, y'all, donor us.
We're good for the environment.
That's right. We're good for the environment. You can just ask some anybody that's ever been in the environment.
We're good for
We're good for it. We'll be out there and we'll be like, hey, we're great. Bear Grylls might want to rethink his beverage of choice, that being urine.
Ugh.
According to findings presented Monday at a microbiology conference in Boston. Ah, yeah, it's wicked smart.
Yeah, it's a wicked pisser. Maybe that's why they say that.
That's why. The common myth that urine is sterile is flat out wrong, Doug. It's wrong. Quit drinking your pee, you jerk. It smells awful. Eat asparagus and then you drink it. Ugh. The new findings are the latest to suggest your pee might not be as safe as you think. Earlier this year, a study found out that when people pee in pools, uric acid binds with chlorine and produces harmful chemicals that want to kill you.
Yeah, but that's when it's combined with chlorine. I just don't combine my own chlorine, obviously.
Every time I drink pee, I put chlorine in it. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. An Adventame to make it sweet. Right?
You see, we circle back to a couple jokes, kids.
It's called.
That's what you do.
Full circle.
Full circle.
And a little bit of local news before we move on to birthdays with our dear friend Doug. An 80-pound tortoise? Tortoise. That's why I put this turtle picture up.
I like that.
An 80-pound tortoise ran away from home in none other than Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Oh, snap.
He got pretty far, too. The owner of Spike says he's fast for a turtle. He got half a mile away before being caught. The search took 4 days.
Wow.
And that turtle was trucking it. He made it almost.
Guys, I'm doing it. I'm getting out of here.
I'm going to get
Break
out.
Break it
free. I'm going to take Break Highway 548, and I'm out. And he almost made it.
He almost made it. Half a mile.
And then he ran into the construction on Paseo Hill Norte and I-25 and gave up.
He's like, I'm never getting through here. This is crazy.
That's what
What's
most
happening?
People do. I feel like right before people get to that construction, they're like, oh my gosh, and then forget how to drive. Oh, what is this?
Oh, man.
Paseo.
It is 6:45. We do this every single weekday. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com, it is Doug and time for birthdays.
It's Doug.
Good day, gentlemen.
What? Hey!
Good day.
Employee Doug.
Employee Sup. Doug.
Today is May 20th, 2014.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Day 140. There are 225 days remaining in this fair year.
Mm-hmm.
First up this morning, political wife. She is married to a man who ran for president in the year 2008.
Romney.
No.
No.
McCain.
McCain.
Linda McCain.
Linda McCain.
Cindy McCain.
Cindy
McCain. Cindy Linda. She is 60.
Mm. 72.
Today she is 60 years old, Steve-O.
Oh! No way! Yeah! You know Elephant in the house! What?
Which is crazy because John McCain's like.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Have you guys seen Cindy McCain?
He's a cyborg. How old
what
is
about
a
her?
She's pretty.
Okay.
She looks good.
Okay.
She looks good.
Okay.
All right, next up, singer-guitarist from the Go-Go's.
Belinda Carlisle.
Nope. Jane Wiedlin.
Jane Wiedlin!
We got the beat.
Forty-nine.
Today she is 56 years old.
Oh, girl, you old!
Next up, best known for his role as
Balky Bartokomus.
Yes,
Bartokomus. You're welcome.
Perfect
By
strangers.
The way, Jane Wiedlin played Joan of Arc in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So
okay, bro.
FYI. FYI. Balky Bartokomus, he was also in True Romance. His name is Bronson Pinchot.
Yes. Love Risky Business.
True Romance.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That is your favorite movie.
It's Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Yes.
Courage Under Fire. First Wives Club. As well as Lewis and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
You remember Perfect Strangers, that TV show with Balky?
Yep.
Okay. He is
53. I liked that show. He was the foreign guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
Balky.
Funny. What'd you say?
He threw me off in True Romance. 53? I think he's older, probably.
57.
He is 55 today.
Oh, right in the middle.
I'm about to hit this
Caught
computer.
In the middle.
I want to hit this computer.
His age was...
Next up, he portrayed the villain, Carl Brunner, in Ghosts.
Tony Goldwyn.
Yes.
Boom.
He is on Steve-O's favorite show,
Scandal. Girl! It's the president!
When Steve-O and I watch Scandal together, we cry.
We do.
We cry and
every
we gasp.
Time.
We go, oh, no, you didn't!
Oh, Shonda Rhimes, you did it again!
You did it! You didn't! Oh, you didn't do that! You didn't!
Is that Saturday? FYI, Tony Goldwyn was also in a movie called Cuffs.
Cuffs?
Yeah, Cuffs. He was in a movie called Cuffs with Christian Slater. That was awesome. He also directed a bunch of episodes of Dexter. He was in an episode. He played the psychiatrist guy.
Oh. Hang on.
He was in a episode, if that says anything.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Do you remember? He was like the psychiatrist that he like... Okay. He is 52.
56.
He is 54 today.
Ah!
Dang it. Dang it, yo.
Next up, an American actor, best known for his television work as Sheriff Seth Bullock in Deadwood. And Deputy U.S. Marshal...
Raylan Givens!
Yes. Ow. Justified.
What are all of these people? Which one
what?
Is he? Which one is he?
What do you mean, which one is he?
Deputy...
Raylan Givens? Deputy Raylan Givens?
Is that the one that was on Community?
He's also in a movie called Go. He was also... I'm going to see if I can do
Everybody
this
Everybody
entire...
saw Go.
He also went to high school.
Oh.
With Jared Petro.
A lot of people went to high school.
Yeah, but not with Jared Petro.
I know Jared Petro.
He's also in Scream 2, Gone
in 60
Seconds.
He was in Scream 2!
Ah, Gone in... He was in Go and Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
Like some car movies.
Live Free or Die Hard.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Hitman.
How could I forget this?
Hitman.
Oh, yeah, of course. Gosh. Yeah.
Forty-six.
John Mateo.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
You hear those sounds of celebration?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. Thank
guess.
You.
I made a guess.
That's
I already
okay.
know Steve-O's going to get mad at me for using the music from this one.
Cool.
From a television show
Yay!
He's never seen. Everything. He's played Uncle Trevor, Charlize Theron's uncle, Trevor.
Oh!
You may also know
him. F!
Yep, you may also know him from Strange Brew.
Is it Doug McKenzie? I mean, is it Dave Thomas's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Hey! Did I mention that I am the king of celebrities, and apparently I need to go on, like, Celebrity Jeopardy, but only if it's about celebrities?
Tons of useful knowledge.
I win.
It's good.
I win.
You do.
Except you lose because you've never watched Arrested Development.
Boom!
Oh, tell him about it, Doug. Tell him about it, Doug.
Employee Doug, everyone. Employee Doug.
Why have you... I don't want to get into it today.
I just don't have time. You know when people overhype something way too much?
You just named off all these movies no one's ever heard of, but you don't have time for Arrested Development.
Thank you, Doug! Oh my gosh! You just got wisdom dropped on you from Employee Doug.
I'm going to punch you, Employee Doug, except now you're an employee, so I can't abuse you like I did when you were an intern.
We've got rights now,
Dang
people.
Dang it, why do we hire him?
He's got rights.
Rights and powers.
And his stupid name is
rights.
Doug, and he's
you
got
and your
some
stupid rights,
rights
Doug.
Okay, this Should've. Guy this guy today is...
Dave Thomas, man. 66.
63.
Today, he is 65.
Ah!
So close.
And the last birthday this morning.
Cher.
You gotta be kidding me.
If I could find it's Cher's birthday?
It is.
Drives me back all the words that hurt you. And you say, if I could turn back time. Never mind.
You would go back and watch Arrested Development. So Doug couldn't make that joke.
No, it's a line from Wayne's World. Never mind.
If I could turn back time. Man, I love this song right now.
Oh, man. Cher, unfortunately. Wait, are we guessing her age? How old her cheeks are? How old her chin is?
Nobody
like,
knows.
What are we
how
doing?
How old her soul is.
How old is her soul? Okay.
Baby, if I could turn back time. If I could find a way.
Okay.
I'll be back all the
Cher
words
is...
that hurt you.
Gosh, I'm gonna go old on this one.
All to you.
Doug, should I go old on this one?
Hey, you love me.
Oh,
you
just not even helping me.
You used to do.
Probably
you
older
go
than
old.
You think.
Think because her first
if
big
was
hit
like
was with Sunny,
yeah.
Which was in what the 60s?
That's what I thought. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2010. That's so that means her hit was like 50. There's no way.
Okay,
I'm
way.
Going. I'm
Go.
Going high. I'm going to say today is one of those golden type. She's 70.
71.
She is 68.
Ah! Dang, dude!
Good guess.
That's crazy.
Why'd you turn that off?
Because it's time for dates.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
On this day, in what year Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a patent for blue jeans with copper ribbons?
Oh, I know this. It's literally on the jeans.
Yeah, they call them the... It was in the year 501. That was it. That's what it is.
Is it 1871, Doug?
No, it's 501, I'm pretty sure.
It's 1873.
Dang it!
In the year 501.
Doug thought that was
before
funny.
The invention of language.
This day, what year the small town of Codell, Kansas was struck by a tornado? Incredibly, the same town was also hit the year after that and the year after that on the exact same date.
Whoa!
Come on, baby.
Hey, this is offensive, dude.
It's not. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Looks so good. Got me going.
Just like I knew you would.
Like I knew you would.
Ooh. Wait, what are we guessing?
The first year it was hit by a tornado.
Yeah, then it was hit the next 2 years on the exact same date.
First time ever it was hit by a tornado?
No, it was the first time. So it was hit on this day in what year it was hit by a tornado. And then the next 2 years it was hit by a tornado on the exact same date.
1927. I have no idea. Did we even track things in the 20s?
I think they started tracking tornadoes in the 1800s.
Ah, okay.
I think. And that could be very wrong. So, say 1946.
They started tracking tornadoes as early as 1916.
Ah, okay.
That's when this happened.
Well, I was thinking, late
1800s. Did I ever say Timothy Oliphant's name? Did we ever say Timothy Oliphant's
name? No, we never did. I don't think so.
Timothy Oliphant, I love you.
And this day, what year Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, on the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean,
ooh.
Landing in Paris the next day.
Help me get things right.
19.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You said Teddy, right?
It was from Roosevelt Field in Long Island.
Oh, sorry.
Man, throw me off. Okay. 19. But, wait.
Say it again.
It's the first flight across the Atlantic?
Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field
Charles
in Long
Lindbergh.
Island.
Bah! Okay,
on the
Lindbergh.
World's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean.
Solo, never mind. Because I was thinking, during World War II, I'm pretty sure we flew across the ocean, if you know what I mean, to take care of business. Oh, wait, no, we flew across the Pacific, though, huh? Not the Atlantic. Because I'm pretty sure when we flew to Japan, we were, like, taking
the aircraft carriers basically took them across.
1916!
Shut up, dog!
1916!
1927. Yeah, exactly. I know things.
On this day in what year, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland to begin the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean by a female pilot.
Oh,
she landed in Ireland the next day.
So it happened in 27, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be the first female.
Yeah, but it was a female, so this probably was 50 years later. Because traditionally, I'm kidding. If you're a lady out there, you're smarter than me. Don't worry about it.
Well, I've seen pictures of her, and they're all in black and white.
Okay.
When did we all start becoming in color?
I think the 60s.
Second half of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Okay, so... That movie's like 70-something years old, so... I'm so thankful to Dorothy for ever getting to Oz so that we have color. Now,
hey, man.
You know?
Thanks, Dorothy.
She's a pioneer, really. She doesn't get enough credit for turning us into color.
Okay, I think this happened in 1932.
1936!
Mateo.
Yes, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Good job, buddy. Good guess.
All right. Last one. Steve-O, this is your chance to tie it up.
Tie it up.
And they say, what your Chinese authorities declared martial law in the face of pro-democracy demonstrations setting the scene for the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Oh, man.
Man.
If only I paid attention in school!
I could tie up this game. I need to guess soon because my wife's least favorite band in the universe is playing in the background.
Who's this?
System of a Down.
Who?
Oh. System of a Chrissy hates.
Why does she like him so much? Band.
I don't know.
Is it because of all the minor mode changes? Okay.
That dude can sing. Surge?
Yeah.
Tatankatin? Titin? Titin?
Agree.
Rintintin. Okay. I am so thrown off right now. I don't know
no
when
pressure,
this happened.
Steve-O.
1971.
<laughs> 1962. 1989.
Ah, whatever.
Today is Pick Strawberries Day.
Yeah.
And
do
it's
it.
Be a Millionaire Day.
And this album came out like 10 years ago.
10 years ago Sunday.
Boom.
Today is also Punch a Grasshopper in the Face Day because we got home yesterday and 2/3 of all of the vegetables we planted were gone.
It's the grasshopper apocalypse.
My dog keeps bringing them in our house.
Destroyed. I'd like to thank grasshoppers everywhere. I'd like to squash you. A week ago, I was telling my kids not to harm you and squash you. I made a mistake.
They insist to pull you down.
It's like that scene in Saving Private Ryan where they could have taken out that dude and they didn't. And then he ended up being a key part in the rest of Tom Hanks' life.
Yeah.
If I had just stepped on all the grasshoppers to begin with, I'd still have my Big Jim green chilies. But no, they ate them all. Hate you, grasshoppers.
At least now they'll have acid reflux.
Yeah, that's good. I hope they die a horrible acid reflux death disease.
You found glory, man. Love it.
Oh, we got to take a quick break. Coming up, it's Tuesday, man. We've got Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park. We've got New Music Tuesday. Today is the O2 Experience. It's happening tonight, 7 o'clock. You can find out more about that at our website, mystaticradio.com. Right back with some Reliant K, some All Get Out, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
If I knew a foreign language, I would speak it right now. Cause traffic's going on, and it's really, really wow. It's worse. Wow. Everything is the worst when it comes to traffic.
Okay.
It's not though. Down south, we have road construction. The roadway reduced to one lane. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo, and of course Paseo del Norte. Looks like we got a little bit of a thing going on here in the middle. The roadway, well, you know about it. I don't know if they've blocked something extra off or what, but Paseo and I-25 is just crazy. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Speaking of Calvary Campus, coming up tonight.
Tonight.
The O2 Experience with Pastor Levi Lusco. We were just over there checking the scene.
They're pumping oxygen into the room right now.
It's pretty incredible.
It is. It feels like you're on an airplane and you got that mask on.
Yeah.
Pretty neato.
I'm looking forward to tonight, man. It's going to be crazy.
I think it's going to be awesome.
7 p.m. right here on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque. In fact, we're going to be talking with Pastor Levi here in just a few minutes about the O2 Experience, what it is. And man, never has it been more pertinent than now. I found this story, which is kind of crazy. I had no idea this was real, but apparently we need to start making that money, man.
I do that, man.
Check it out. I guess a 13-year-old kid, right?
Yeah.
He had control of an Instagram profile that had about 3,500 followers.
Wow.
He got it as a gift.
What?
Yeah. Someone gifted him their Instagram that had 3,500 followers. A few days later, I guess, he posted a photo with some famous rappers. Took a few selfies with them, posted them on the Instagram profile.
Did he get a picture with Froggy Fresh?
Almost immediately, the number of followers went from 3,500 to about 9,000. Shortly thereafter, the kid got an offer from the friend who had gifted him the profile to purchase it back. Apparently, God. There's so much value in likes or followers.
Okay. Cool.
Acclaim, recognition, that it is now worth actual money. In fact,
that's pretty surprising.
Social capital is being traded for cash now.
Is this like Bitcoin?
Social media profiles basically function as online campaigns now for selling an image.
Man,
a perception of yourself.
Should have never gotten rid of my MySpace. That thing was awesome. Yeah. I had the coolest top 8 friends. It was legit. The background, I changed it once every few months. I had the little song player over there rocking Third Eye Blind, rocking some Blink. Just good stuff over there.
Gosh, that made me nuts. I hated that. You go to a MySpace page and you've got 6 different things going on in the background. At the exact same time.
Yeah.
Like, you go to somebody's page, and you're like, oh, what's going on? Cool, man. Oh, look. I'm going to go check out my wife's page. Let's see what's going on. Oh, wait. How do I stop? Where's that
Where
one?
Is
Where's
that? Where is
what
it?
What is going on?
Where?
Oh,
wait.
Now I can hear two.
What is that
wait,
thing?
I can hear the Civil Wars, but has There's, some Billy Idol going on?
Okay. Oh, wait. There,
wait.
No.
Wait, what is happening?
How does
There's
that
go There's a video.
On?
Okay, wait. Pause the video.
Wait, one of them's a comment. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I got rid of one of them.
Okay. We got... Wait. Why do I hear...
I'm so confused.
I don't know what's happening.
Wait, there's another comment. Okay, hang on, hang
okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
No, where's this?
Got it. Wait, okay. Pause. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, man. That took forever. Wait, where is that one coming from?
Holy
I hated
cow.
That. And then you accidentally refresh the page.
Yeah.
All 7 songs back on
no!
at the same time. Made me crazy.
Yeah.
Hated that.
I
Thanks,
loved it.
MySpace.
I loved it.
Thanks.
I loved it.
Check this out. This is real. Apparently, it's not a problem. It's actually, it's going on right now, y'all. Classic example of this social capital comes from Denmark, where a Justin Bieber lookalike, his name's Benjamin Lasnier.
Yeah.
In 2012, he joined Instagram, posted some pictures of himself, attracted a few likes at first, but quickly gathered a large following. Now he has a record contract with Sony. Despite having zero musical talent.
Beautiful. Well, that's quite a few Sony artists nowadays. Started with a band called Waverly. continued for the next few years, and it's gotten progressively worse.
The crazy thing is, according to this article, brand names are actually lining up, trying to get product placements in his selfies. In his selfies.
Okay. We have got to blow up on social
this
media.
This is happening.
This is a one-step plan. It's called get rich quick. I right. can do it. You can do it. It's just one step. Doug, do you know what I'm saying? People are excited about our Instagram. We just need to go there. We need to post pictures of ourselves in cool positions, get the angles right, use the correct filter, use that face thing that Celeste has to make all your blemishes go away.
All right.
And it'll just be perfect.
You two look sparkly in that photo from yesterday.
That is my skin. That's my regular skin.
Regular skin.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at this skin. I put coconut oil on my skin every day. Also, I'm a vampire, and I sparkle when I walk in the sunshine.
The good news...
Why am I yelling?
I have no idea. I have good news, though. I found Lasnier's marketing campaign.
Ooh.
So what he did in order to get more followers, in order to get fans, in order to get likes, in order to get this ridiculous amount of fame, he planned an actual marketing campaign with his Instagram when he launched it. He posted 12 pictures a day.
No, he didn't.
Factoring in different time zones for optimal exposure and peak periods.
Good.
Each picture attracted around 60,000 likes, which elevated his page to Instagram's list of popular pages, which exposed him to even more users. Now he has more than 1 million followers.
Here's my thing. I want to laugh at him so hard and say, I can't believe he went to all that trouble. But I could laugh at him and he'll take it all the way to the bank because people are paying to put advertisements on his page.
Yeah, here's the craziest thing is he has more than 1 million followers and he follows almost no one himself. So actually being followed by him is like an exclusive deal as well, so he can sell people that he follows. If you can't make that one, he has another Instagram account for his dog.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
has already 40,000 people.
Well,
following
I know
him.
His dog. I emailed his dog the other day, and he said he was going to try to work something out for me. So I don't know.
He's like, I don't know, man. It seems a little rough.
He said rough.
Oh man, yeah, this is unreal. It's a interesting time we live in where the economics of selfies are actually taken seriously.
This is the world we live in.
But obviously in a world where image is everything, it's very important that we do talk with Pastor Levi Lusco. That's coming up here in just a bit. He'll be calling and hanging out with us, talking about the O2 experience, which is going down tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Really excited about that.
Me too.
As well as our boy Caleb
from the mix.
Nice.
That's
coming up right around the corner. First, we got some Saren for you. Song is Disappear. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
All right. It is just before 7:30. We've been talking about this, and I'm excited, man. On the phone with us right now, Pastor Levi Lusco.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Can't complain. Really,
nice.
Really excited about tonight.
Yeah, I'm so fired up to be back in the 505.
Yes, yes. You know, the only sadness I have is the fact that you're not using the original video from the first O2 experience where I mean, Oscar-worthy performance of coughing because I need oxygen.
Well, topless Steve-O, you know, you got to limit that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Topless Steve-O?
Agreed.
That's incredible.
Man. Getting out of a swimming pool.
I am.
Oh, my
I'm
gosh.
Choking. Like, yeah. Paramedics rush me. I need oxygen. I can't breathe.
Steve-O said he's still getting
mysterious,
residual checks.
Mysterious illness.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Wow. The mysterious walking out of the pool illness.
What's
that
wrong?
I had.
It could strike at any point.
We saw a movie recently with a local actress, and she also had a mysterious illness.
Yeah, she
attack.
Did. She
Nobody
did.
Knew what
Nobody
happened
knew
to
what
her.
Was happening.
She started coughing, and a cop freaked out.
And almost shot her.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
It was nuts.
It was weird. All right. That's not what we're talking about. We've actually been talking about the economics of selfies and how people are getting followers to their account just so they can sell them. Like this one kid had 3,500 followers, got a photo with a famous rap artist, which propelled him to 9,000 followers so that he could in turn sell his profile. So image and gosh, it's unbelievable that we've gotten to this point. Actually, it's not unbelievable. It's very believable. But you are doing something to... I don't know. Get people thinking again?
To clear the air.
Yeah, there you go. The O2 experience. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so the O2 is a fresh look at life, death, sex, and romance, and we started it 10 years ago in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Amazingly. It's so cool to be here on the anniversary run in the place where it started. And, yeah, so we've been crisscrossing the country. We're in Houston this weekend, Dallas. We did a six-city West Coast tour last year. We've been just going all over the place. We were in Florida earlier this year. It's funny, we were in South Beach, Miami, doing an O2 event the same week Justin Bieber was getting arrested down there. So that was wild. Our driver saw him coming out of the courthouse down there. It was hilarious. Helicopters everywhere. Anyhow, nothing to do with the event. But we've been doing these events all over the place. We're just talking about life and death. At the event, we give the gospel message, give people a chance to give their lives to Jesus, and then we talk about sex and romance and dating and how to make decisions in that crazy part of our lives.
Yeah, let's talk about how important this is, because you don't pull any punches, which is obviously very important. And I know there are parents listening right now going, okay, can my sixth grader go to this? Can my 12-year-old go to this? Can my talk a little bit about what they can experience tonight and what age group this is for?
So we reverse engineer. Thank you for that. That's a great question. We reverse engineer. We start at the top end. So we look at our country today, and as a country, we're getting married later than ever before.
Yeah.
60 years ago, you would get married if you were a guy, no later than 22. A girl, no later than 20. Now, 2014, we get married on average as a girl at 26 and a guy at 28.
Wow.
So we're getting married later. People are actually losing their virginity later and having sex less often. They think that's mostly because of the addition of pornography into the world, that people are having outlet, and so they're not having as much sex as they were in the 80s and 90s. Anyhow, so this event is for those. We look at our optimal age group is 18 to 29.
Okay.
Because of that. So, but because high school students are dealing with sex and dating and relationships too, we say come if you're a student as well. And unfortunately, on middle school campuses, you know, kids are having sex in the bathrooms. And the tragic thing is, people that are so young as sixth grade are dealing with these crazy things like pregnancy and abortion and STDs. So we say it's for those 18, 29, but if you're a student, come as well.
Yeah. Dude, absolutely. And it's definitely worth talking about. Just last week on the show, we were talking about marriage, mm-hmm. and you know, the definition of marriage, because there's, you know, there's a guy in Florida, I don't know if you heard about this, Levi, this guy in Florida who's trying to marry his computer.
Yeah.
Because he has a better sexual relationship with this computer because it satisfies him, it fulfills him, and or at least what he thinks will satisfy him, what he thinks will fulfill him, and trying to marry his computer. Because if we're going to redefine it to say that, you know, dudes can marry dudes and females can marry females, why can't a guy marry his computer? Which has been really interesting following that whole thing. But obviously there is something wrong. It's not anything new. I'm pretty sure the problem of sexual purity dates back to the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, we hit this moral right time period where we didn't really necessarily talk about it. We were reading this article last week about how, quote unquote, we're actually more morally aware than we've ever been as a culture, because everybody's talking about it, and yet it's a different standard, I would say, than what God's standard puts forth. So
yeah, I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, 1 out of 4 teenage girls in America has an STD.
Wow.
By the age of 25, 90% of sexually active Americans will have come in contact with the strain of the human papillomavirus. Rolling Stone just recently ran an article called Oral Sex is No Longer Safe, talking about how you can get HPV from oral sex, and it can lead often to throat cancer in the back of your mouth. I mean, Michael Douglas, the actor, he recently came out with a treatment for cancer he was having, and he said it was because of having oral sex and getting HPV in the back of his throat. I mean, it's a gnar world we live in. They estimate 250,000 Americans have HIV but don't know about it.
Wow.
That's on top of the 1 million who do know they're infected. I mean, but the O2 experience isn't about statistics or consequences. I didn't come down to Albuquerque to, God doesn't put on my heart to tell young people to stop having sex. That's not an inspiring message to me.
Right.
What is inspiring is to tell people that God has a plan to use you powerfully. He's given you a voice, and as long as you have breath in your lungs, you got a microphone in your hand. Every one of us has a unique and powerful platform, a stage in which God wants us to occupy until he comes. And we can never use our gifts as powerfully and rise up in strength and honor like we're meant to and reach this world that's dying and going to hell unless we're pure. Look at Samson. His sexual purity led to his eyes being poked out and him being chained up, going in circles. And I see that as a picture of our generation, bound up in sexual sin, bound up in addiction to pornography, bound up without our vision that God wants us to have. And the consequences are real. And, you know, I say we need to fight for our purity. We need to fight for our families. We need to fight for our wives we've never met, even if we're young. Fight for kids who haven't even been born yet. And fight for the souls that we're meant to reach for Christ that we will not be able to reach unless we rise up in purity. Because Jesus said, the pure in heart will see God. And I want to call this generation to see God do all he wants to do in their lives. And that is not going to happen apart from holiness.
Man, I love the inspiring take. I love the inspiring message because so often, I mean, for me growing up, that's what it was. It was sex was disgusting. It was awful. Don't ever have sex.
Yeah.
Save it for the one you really love when you're married. And it's like, well, at that point, that sounds terrible. Are you sure you've ever had sex? Because it feels great, you know?
It doesn't sound very romantic, yeah.
At all. And so I'm glad that God has put this on you and you are being faithful with it because it's absolutely incredible to see where it was even a decade ago when you were rocking it here to where it is now. I mean, talk about that, man, how much it's grown and what God has done with this.
Well, it's been so cool. I mean, we started it just like we needed to tell this message, and it's become a thing where the momentum has grown and the demand has grown. Like right now, we just booked 2015 a Southern California tour from Santa Barbara down to San Diego, stopping five places. And it's just because the desire of people want to know what God has to say, because God doesn't just say no to sex. He's all about it. It was his idea,
right,
you know.
Right.
But you know, the crazy surprise to me about these events has been 10 years later, the evangelistic response. Not just that people come wanting to hear about sex, but they bring their friends and they come to know Jesus. We see on average 10%, and in Houston, we had 20% of those who came ended up when I just said, hey, do you want to give it up to Christ? After a simple gospel message, got up and made decisions for Jesus. Because the only hope of purity is the gospel.
Yeah.
We can't just on our own fix ourselves. We need the shed blood of Christ, the power of his spirit. So the heart of the O2 experience is the cross, you know, and we go from there.
Talk to the person listening right now who doesn't want to hear this, who is maybe sleeping with their girlfriend or in a relationship they know they shouldn't be in, that they know that if they go, there's going to be that conviction of the Holy Spirit, and they're kind of fighting it, knowing that they probably should be there, but don't want to be there. What would you have to say to them?
I would say this. I would say the statistics back up the fact that God's plan is the best plan for our love lives. Cohabitation nearly almost always destroys a relationship. You know, the person who's addicted to pornography experiences less sexual pleasure over time than the person who has one person that they're married to and enjoy sex with that person. Non-porn users report lower levels of depression, better grades, better rates of graduating college and getting good jobs. Porn destroys lives. That's just a fact of the matter.
Yeah.
And if you are addicted to this stuff in your single years, you will bring it into your marriage and it will rot the relationship from the inside out. There's fun in sin for a season, but it always brings death in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually you will be unable to be satisfied by anybody because porn has constant change. You know, and when you're sleeping around, there's change. There's novelty. That's what brings that arousal. But it's like a drug, man. You get high the first time and you're blowing your mind, but then what are you doing? You're eventually in the bathroom with a syringe in your vein, lying unconscious because you were chasing that first feeling. Sex is the exact same way. And that's why God intends for us to enjoy sex within the confines of the marriage bed. And there, he wants it to be rocking and banging and a great source of pleasure. You know, that's his plan.
Amen. Yeah. Gosh, couldn't have said it better. Pastor Levi Lesko, the O2 Experience tonight, 7 p.m. I can't freaking wait for this. It's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Glad you're back in Albuquerque. Go get some rest. Get prepared.
Hey, and we're releasing some limited edition merch. We've got a 10-year anniversary Roman numeral XTV. We got some snapbacks. We did all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we gave some snapbacks away in preparation this last week. We had some really cool merch, so thank you for that and allowing us to give some stuff stuff away in preparation for the O2 experience. But yeah, excited about that Roman numeral 10. It means so much more now, realizing that it's the 10th anniversary and what it
is. You two go over there and tell him I said you can each have a shirt, all right?
All right, I'm going to take this audio over there right now, and I'm going to say, hey, he said.
He said
I'm just kidding.
It's a done deal. Love you guys.
Love you too,
all you listeners.
Thanks,
all
Levi.
All right, we'll see you tonight. There you go. The O2 experience is happening tonight, 7 p.m., Calvary, Albuquerque. I cannot stress it enough that you need to be here. It is a life-changing experience, and no matter where you are in your life, I know for me, when I was preparing to get married, I always believed that, man, the lust problems I had, the sexual problems I had would go away magically when I got married. Because all I got to do is get married, and then I'm going to have sex whenever I want, and it's going to be great. Yeah. And everything's going to be, and surprise, that didn't happen.
That's not
and
how
so,
it works.
Really excited about Pastor Levi bringing it tonight. It's going to be incredible. Do not miss out on this opportunity to have the Lord speak to your heart, your mind, your life, and change you. So it's happening tonight, 7 p.m. Calvary, Albuquerque. Details available, mystaticradio.com. Coming up in 3.5 minutes, going to be talking with our boy Caleb from the Knicks Game Room and Skate Park. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm up against your open door. You're on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
And we're back.
Hey.
Welcome, everybody.
Happy Tuesday. Hope you got those tissues because my nose is completely stuffed up. Welcome again to the studio, Mr. Caleb from the skate park.
What up?
What up?
I wish I brought some tissues, bro.
I wish you did, too.
Man.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Caleb from The Mix, and welcome into the program.
Yo, bro, it was good to hear Levi's voice a few minutes ago.
Love that,
the Lusco clan.
Yes.
The statistics
in
he was
effect.
Talking about, were I was, like, taken aback about how, like, the whole thing about how teenagers are having less sex now because they're looking up more pornography, that is exactly the opposite of what it was when I was a teenager.
Right.
Like, exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's been, what, 20 years? It's been 20 years since I've been a teenager.
It has not been 20 years since you were a teenager.
15 years. Literally 15 years. So,
well,
that's crazy to me.
It has
it's
not
like,
been literally 15 years. It's been maybe 12.
No, 15.
19,
I was a teenager when I was 15.
Right, yeah, I know. But
and
I'm
30.
13. Yeah, but so, like, 10 years ago, you were...
15.
10 years ago, you were still almost a teenager. 19.
I guess I'm
a teenager.
I'm counting when I was 15.
Okay.
And I was a teenager.
That's the official age of me.
And when I was in the youth group.
I'm sorry.
And this
totally.
Is where, this is
this
where
is
I heard
what
all this
focusing
stuff.
On. I'm sorry.
Steve-O, I promise you, my math is right. I was a teenager when I was 15, believe it or not.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's just crazy to me. That's the polar opposite.
Yeah, it's insane. I working with as much youth as I do in the technology, and you guys were talking about Instagram. I have a couple accounts of my own for The Mix and a personal one and stuff that I help manage. And
right.
Wow. Those kids, always. I'm like that guy who knows better now, where if they're giggling about, I always like, hey, what are you checking out? You know, always keeping that accountability as long as in the mix, because there's been times where it's crept up in there, you know, like I mentioned it a while ago. I think one of the dads came in concerned because his son found some stuff that he shouldn't have on his like iPod Touch, I guess, and said that it was another kid at the mix who showed him how to, and he was like 9, you know what I mean?
Whoa!
Yeah, 9 and 10 years old.
Gosh!
See?
Damn,
dude. Nope.
So, that rocked my world.
Drastically younger.
That rocked my world in the sense, like, what? Like, what? So I actually read a few books directly after that. One was
good
called
job,
Wired
good
for
You.
Wired. Well, I didn't know how to talk with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what do you say? Like, don't do that. Because I felt the same way, too. Growing up, it was like, sex is horrible. You know, if you're going to hang out with a chick, hang out with her in a group. Never be alone.
Ever. Doors always
don't
open.
Don't even hold hands. Like, it leads to bad stuff. And now, it's funny when Levi talked, because that's the same mentality. I said, dude, God created that stuff. That's awesome. He created dating. As a matter of fact, it's good.
I just figured they didn't understand. They were old and they didn't know because they'd never had it. I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It feels great, though. Are you sure?
Exactly.
I think people really need to watch their words, because I know for me, like, that was it was like, save it for marriage, but it was just this connotation of,
yeah,
if you do it though before marriage, you're the worst person, yeah, ever.
Right.
You are in the bottom.
Right. End up in hell.
It's the, and God will have a really hard time. He'll forgive you, but he'll have a really hard time forgiving you, and he'll watch you forever. Waiting.
Right.
Waiting,
like,
for you to mess up
angry,
again.
Like, he's this angry, vengeful God who's just waiting for you to screw up so he can smite you.
And the sad thing about that is, it kind of, like, because I've dealt with pornography ever since I was a kid, you know? Yeah. And that was one of the things that kind of steers you towards that, because you're like, well, if I can't do the real thing and I've got all these emotions, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the O2 experience and all of that, because that's going out there and saying, hey,
yeah,
clear the air about,
yeah,
it. This is the real thing.
Yeah, in fact, Skate Church is not canceled, but you're bringing,
oh, yeah,
them over to.
Oh, for sure. I announced
experience.
It last week to our guys, and, you know, we do Skate Church every Tuesday from, you know, we're open from 6 to 9, and at,
yeah,
7 we do our Bible study. And I told all the kids in there, I mean, we have a middle school, high school crowd and a few little ones. So, mm-hmm, I made it clear, like, hey, you know, it's kind of maybe middle school and up if you,
yeah,
want to go. It's going to be a while, a few hours all together with the band. And I guess he's going to have a couple,
yeah,
teaching points, mm-hmm, throughout the night. So,
life and death and sex and romance are the two.
Life,
yeah,
and death and sex and romance.
Yeah. So, dude, powerful messages.
So I'm taking all of the guys. I mean, we're going to open up at 6. We still have the park rocking for about 45 minutes, you know, just to kind of hang out and chill. And then I'm going to walk with all anybody who's there that wants to go, you know, is welcome to go. I'm definitely inviting it. I think it's awesome. And I think more churches need to be more bold with their youth ministries to confront it. Legitly, in a way that kids, yeah, can relate to, that's culturally relevant today, you know. And I,
yeah,
think it's so, so important, because when I got done doing a little research to deal with that, the situation in the mix, you know, just to approach it properly, I guess, the statistics were insane, just,
yeah,
like we heard from Levi a minute,
yeah,
ago, and how it just, like, straight up messes up your brain, just the porn, mm-hmm, and that whole thing. So
the cool thing is that God, no one is beyond that redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times when we hear statistics and we freak out on the fact that this is rampant and that this is what it does chemically and this is how it changes you, this is how it affects you, it's like a drug, this and that, that doesn't mean you're too far gone. Mm-hmm. It never means you're too far gone. Because God can grab a hold of you where you're at in that moment. And man, sometimes he has to literally remove you from situations. But when you allow him to be your strength, when you allow that grace to be sufficient for you, and allow him to take control and take over, it's incredible to see what God can do with that. Because I think sometimes people go, well, I'm already lost in it. I'm already caught up in it. God can't do anything with me right now. I'm too far gone. And that's never the case, because he is a God of restoration, of redemption. He wants to change you. And he can't.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to allow him.
If he can change my life, bro.
Dude,
he can change,
right?
Everybody.
I feel you.
I mean, because I just think, like, the amazing, ever since I gave my life to Christ in 2008, dude, I was in jail. I was doing
right,
all the things, you know. I was out there partying, and the whole sex scene was very rampant in my life. And,
yeah.
And he took me to a place where he had to pull me out of that so far, you know. And then the adventures and the excitement over the last 6 years now, insane.
That's cool.
Insane. So it's good stuff, man.
It is good stuff.
Good stuff for you,
friend. So tonight, it's going down.
Yeah,
right,
dude,
here, Calvary.
You guys
got
to get out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good message. I'm excited. I'm so amped to be a part of it and to be encouraged by it.
Yeah.
And then also get some youth in there too. Hopefully their lives will be changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at least get their brains thinking.
Obviously, the mix open regularly now, summer hours.
Summer hours start next, I think, Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah, we're open at 10 a.m. Mondays, I think, Memorial Day or something.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
That. So we're closed
Tuesday.
On Monday. But this week is our last week for school schedule. We open at 3 every day,
yep.
Saturday 10. And then next week, summer.
There you go.
Summertime. Man,
we're going to be having fun this
summer. Private lessons. When does that happen?
Skate lessons start on June and July.
June and July.
Every
All
Monday.
Right. My boys keep asking.
Yep.
So there you go.
We got lessons going on.
The Mix, abq.org. And you can find them through our Facebook page as well.
Yes.
We always link it. We like them.
We like them.
You can find them. Just search The Mix. The Mix, abq.org for details on that. And always...
Yeah, we also have one of those things on Instagram. You can follow us, like us.
Truth.
I post a lot of info on there if you want to stay in the know.
Which is smart.
Instagram.
You got it.
The Mix ABQ.
There you go. All right. Coming right back, we got the Civil Wars, we got the 1975, and New Music Tuesday. It's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome.
Yeah.
It is New Music Tuesday. Steve O and Mateo hanging out with you. I am amped right now.
Yeah, you are.
We just went over and visited the O2 Experience. Peeps. Had a chance to talk with Pastor Levi Lusco this morning. I am telling you, you cannot miss tonight.
Yeah, don't miss it.
10 years, man. 10 years!
10 years.
10 years, bro. Here's the dealio. It is New Music Tuesday. Here's how it works. We give you a song. You go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You tell us whether or not you like it. It's called Diggerberry. If you like it, you dig it. If you hate it, you bury it deep into the ground. And in turn, chances are we will too, because we don't want to play music that sucks. We got a lot of stuff to get to today, including local artists. A local submission from the Albuquerque area.
A local submission, yeah?
If you'd like to get your music on Static Radio, mystaticradio.com under the Locals Rules section. It's just that simple.
That's it.
And we'll play it once.
And we got an email actually this morning.
Yeah.
From a local band called Louder Than Sirens.
Ooh.
They're from Rio Rancho. They go to Cottonwood Church.
Okay.
They are a newly formed metal band based out of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. As a band, we aim to reach out to people through our songs with the main goal to let others know that they are not alone in their struggle. This particular song was written to show that the past, whether good or bad, can be used to reach a better future.
Wow.
I like that.
All right.
Like I said, it's metal, so I don't expect everyone to like this.
All right.
Be ready. Thank you for being cool. Let's see, who sent that? I don't know his name that sent us that.
All
but
right.
This is Louder Than Sirens, their song, No Hope for Idols. Tell us what you think.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's a Locals Rules submission on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Locals Rule submission.
There it is.
No Hope for Idols by Louder Than Sirens.
Louder Than Sirens.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Yeah.
You know, the quality of that is pretty freaking good for a local band.
It's really good.
Not bad at all. Well done, dudes.
Yeah.
I'm not a metal fan, but props to you, number one, for being like, it's metal, so I don't expect everyone to like it. Props to that. But then also, the quality is really good.
Yeah.
And even if it's metal, if it's a good quality like recording, it's easier for me to listen to. Brian Klopez says, I thought someone was playing with my radio dial. Genre shifted. We went from classical ambience to screaming. Amber simply says, Barry. Dave Meyer says, is it me or is this really, really good production
That's
for a local?
Exactly!
Exactly, Dave Myers. Thebes says, this is good. Bill says, listen to Thebes. TJ says, white van.
Nice.
TJ says, I look for the hole with the pie in the tire. It was lumpy and fury like a baboon's buttocks. It was a handsome young fellow with bright black elbows. Translation, play a stupid song, get a stupid comment.
All right.
And Matt Baca says, all the digs.
I agree. The production is quality, man.
Yeah. Doug said he heard a little Devil Wears Prada influence.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never really listened to that. I saw him play one time, but I mean, how do you tell the difference at that point?
Good job, Louder Than Sirens, because, yeah, it's good for what it is.
Yeah.
So, some nice metal there.
Anyways.
Keeping it going. It is New Music Tuesday.
For a little bit of a different variety, this is a song from 610, which is the side project of Tobin from Flatfoot 56.
Yeah.
And we've played a couple of songs. We played Cannonball. We've been playing Seeing Light. And now it's time for this song. It's called Someday, Hun.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, tell us what you think. It's like the folk punk thing from Chicago.
He's been doing his thing. So, yeah, Tobin.
And I saw a band picture, and the old guitar player slash bagpipe player.
Yeah.
The old guy.
The
blonde dude.
Yeah.
Bleached his hair blonde. I can't remember his name right now, but he was in Flatfoot for all of the Flicker years.
Yeah.
He is in 610.
No way!
With Tobin. Yes.
Okay.
And they've started booking shows, and I don't know if they're coming out to Albuquerque, but that's definitely something that would be exciting.
That would be exciting. The band is 610. Song's called Someday, Hun. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
You'll be home, but I'll be gone.
There it is. Someday Hun is the song. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the jams.
Oh, yeah. Let's
what
see
did what, people say about Tobin?
What they get to say about the 0610? Sean says auto dig for the dude on vocals.
Yes, I love Tobin's
Jody
voice.
Announces her presence by saying, long time since I've been on here, dig. And Thebe says, he said Johnny Cash. I have a knuckle sandwich for anyone that doesn't dig this. Bill says, I'd like a sandwich, Thebes. I'm glad that we're fostering just great friendship.
Growth, friendship.
TJ says, I imagine David sounded like this when he sang to Saul.
Oh, nicely done.
Man.
Nicely done.
If you guys have never met Tobin or any of the Flatfoot 56 guys, some of the best people I've ever met in my life. Some of the most humble dudes. They are servants to everybody.
Yeah.
And their mission as a band was all, they never played churches. Like they, it was a rarity for them to play a church or a Christian tour. They like intentionally played bars and dives and like clubs, like dangerous, you know, that whole punk lifestyle. Like you see in the movies, bands playing behind like a fence, like a chain link fence. They did that for real. But they would go in with like a mission to leave it to be as kind as possible to everybody that worked there, everybody they came in contact with, to leave it cleaner than they found it. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
When we toured with them, Waverly was just like, man, those dudes are real crazy. What are we? We're idiots. What are we doing?
It's that James 2 thing that we're
totally
reading
is.
Right now, that we're studying on our
totally
own.
Totally is.
Yeah.
And when you have that kind of influence on other bands, it's only a positive thing.
Yeah.
Flatfoot's such a great group of guys. They're so cool. Check them out. I don't know if you're into, like, Celtic punk stuff, but it's great. And if you ever go to one of their shows, you're going to have a great time.
That's cool, man. I hope they make their way to Albuquerque 610. That would be
really
fantastic.
Cool.
Super cool.
Keeping it going with the music on this New Music Tuesday. The band is driver friendly.
Yeah, they came through with Reliant K and Motion City Soundtrack, and we played a song called Lost Boys.
Yeah.
And their album is dropping soon. This is the first single. They released a video for it.
There you go. Song is Stand So Tall.
That's the one, friend.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you haven't liked us yet, get to our Facebook page.
Do it.
Like us. Hang out with us. Interact with Team Awesome Morning Party because we love it.
Yeah, if we get a bunch of likes, then maybe advertisers, they'll come out
the woodwork.
Hey, can we advertise? And we'll be like,
Heck yeah, bro.
For $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wow.
Static. Driver friendly, Stand So Tall. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And if you're a pop punk fan, there's a guest spot from one of, I think, the vocalist of the Wonder Years, another pop
loved,
punk
band. Dude, Fred Savage, favorite.
Well, it's not,
like, he,
not quite. This,
loved the Wonder Years.
Close, but.
Never seen an episode.
No cigar, my
yeah,
friend.
Okay.
Thebe says, man, their name is correct, except with me, not my thing. Bill says this is great. TJ says something obscure and unintelligible. So we're not quite sure what TJ said.
Dude, school is out.
School
can you tell?
Is out for summer.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to hang out with us and chime in on all the new music. In fact, maybe you're lying in bed and you're being lazy about it and you don't want to chime in now. We do this again at noon.
Yep.
Meeshers rocks it. Yeah, I'll leave it there. And again at 5 o'clock, afternoons with Celeste. She throws
encore.
Down the encore. Yeah.
I'm always leaving CrossFit and turn on the radio and the encore's on. And
just
I'm like,
time for you to talk about it.
And I always feel stupid because Celeste sounds so much better at introing the new music than I do. I'm like, man, she's better than me.
She sounds like a pro.
She's better than me at everything.
Nah, I don't know.
She's better at me than being at
you make a much
she's
better
a vampire.
Dude.
She's a vampire.
So there you go. There's you always have that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're much I don't know, man. Guy. I don't know. I feel like in she's I'm not calling her, but she's so much more manly than me, like in the best ways.
You can't say that.
Know.
You know she's gonna walk
she's
in
never,
here and just
that'll
be
never,
so mad at you now.
Never be a compliment in her eyes. I'm gonna get
good
a
job.
Text in like
good
3 seconds.
It's picture day, bro.
It is picture
it's
day.
It's picture day.
I totally forgot.
We still have picture days, even though we're not in elementary school anymore. It's picture day.
Picture day.
All right.
Hey, Doug. Doug, beside you, there's a name on an email. Will you read me that first name?
Yes. Yes, that first name.
Yes, Jesse. Yesterday, we got visited by some of the guys from Fresh Life. Celeste, they were lucky enough to have her as a tour guide because she showed everybody around. They came by at one point, and it was just me back here, and everybody else has gone to lunch, and I was like, hi, my name is Matt. That's Static. That's KNKT. This is where I sit. I'm loading music right now. Are you in House Heroes? Yeah. Cool.
Well, cool, man.
See you guys. I gotta work. But then later they came back and Celeste was here, and so they gave
beautiful.
She gave them like a proper this is this, and she made a cool video with them talking
very
about
cool.
the O2 experience, and she did an interview with Jesse and
Josh.
And Josh is awesome.
He's the
Josh
best.
Remembered me. He
yeah,
was like,
cool
you
dude.
Came to Skull Church. I was like, thank you for remembering me.
He's a really, really good dude. I'm glad he's in Albuquerque today.
But anyway, Fresh Life also has a free app.
Yeah.
And they are a little different from Static. They're like indie worship. So
yeah.
If the Prelude is your thing, that is, it's kind of like the Prelude all the time.
On crack,
Fresh Life.
If you will.
Yes. And their guy, Jesse, the music director, he actually recommended this band.
Okay,
they're
cool.
Tall Walker, and this song is called Stay.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Yes, that's fine. Be mine and we'll put it behind us now.
Tall Walker. Song's called Stay. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm kind of excited and a little bit worried about New Music Tuesday right now because it's summertime. So there's less people like responding. But that means I can do whatever I want. So I can just add all the bands that I want.
Everything
so I can
you
be like, oh, hey, yeah, well, nobody didn't like it. CrossFit is a new vegan. How can you tell someone does CrossFit? They'll tell you. Ha-ha, thanks, Thieves. How can you tell somebody loves bacon and mustaches? They named their radio station after it.
It wasn't mustache radio.
It's bacon radio.
Bacon radio.
Yeah, but if you listen in, they talk about mustaches a lot.
Okay.
Bill says Detroit. TJ says porta potty. Deanne? Says dig. Carly says dig. Michael says dig it. Yeah. Nathan says dig. Love it. Joe the Nanny says I like the beat. I can dig this one.
Booyah. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Premiering some new tracks for you. And you get to go vote on them. Tell us what you think. If you want them to stick around in rotation, we'll keep them.
Keep them.
New record released today, actually, from our boys out in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Cardboard Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Released their new record today.
Sure
noticed that. It's been a good week for music coming up. A brand new record released yesterday, which was weird because it was a Monday. But why not? Coldplay can do whatever they want.
That's true.
So we got a brand new Coldplay Culture Shock coming up, courtesy of Calvin from Hobbs, who said, dude, this one. And we said, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, all right, where do we want to go?
Now, this band, this is fun. This band's called Bella Reeve. They actually toured with Firefly and Disciple.
Nice!
Last year.
Okay.
I think I got to meet these guys. Super cool. This is their brand. They just released a video for this song. It's called Lazarus, and from a forthcoming album. So check it out. Bella Reeve, Lazarus.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Bella Reeve?
Bella Reeve, yes.
Song's called Lazarus. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm not going to lie, I did not expect that to come out of that band.
Yeah, but it's saying that they toured with Disciple and Firefly, you expect a little bit.
I thought of We as Human.
Yes.
I thought of Red. I thought of, you know, that kind of band.
And not at all.
That was more Civil Twilight meets...
Yeah.
It was good.
The video for that, I encourage you guys to go check it out. It's really weird and cool. They filmed it, I guess, I don't know. Just go watch it. It looks like The Ring.
Yes.
But like the weird motions from The Ring. Yeah. It's not like scary.
It's not, yeah, there's no girl coming out of your TV.
Right.
Okay.
Which.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Joel the Nanny says, hey, I just read about Lazarus this morning. It must be a sign from God. I must dig this song. So she dug it. Pedro and Valerie say dig. Caleb Cooper says, this is cool. I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Thebe says, this Friday is 24 hours at Disneyland, and I am eternally jealous of him because he and Michael Harvey will be there the entire time.
Cool, man.
Mo, but he invited us. You should join us. Make it a business trip. He probably probably invited you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we could totally work that out. Why didn't you invite us a month ago?
Gosh, I was reading that Disneyland raised their prices also. You know how Disney World went up by $1, Disneyland up by $4. So you just think about the millions of people that go to that park every day.
Yeah.
Maybe not millions, because it's smaller. But like Disney World, millions.
Right.
Disneyland, I don't know. But that's so much
That's
money.
A lot of cash. That's
just, how you think they're paying for those Marvel movies?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how. Phil says, can't go wrong with what Thebe says. And Thebe said that it was interesting timing in the song, and he liked it because it was different. TJ says, play some So Say We All.
Nice.
Which is his bros band.
Yep, it sure is.
And Michael says it's got an Alex Clare vibe.
Okay.
Dig.
Nice.
All right.
All right, tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And speaking of new music, we always love hearing from you. Maybe you discovered a band on Spotify or somewhere. You were listening to Pandora, and next thing you know, you discovered a brand new band that you just love. We would love to hear from you. What's rocking your world right now? You can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Tell us a little bit about the song and why you believe it deserves rotation on Static Radio. And you never know. It may get added.
And our friend, Sweet JoJo, your Brodus.
My Brodus.
The other day, he was telling us about St. Vincent.
Yeah.
And he described St. Vincent as, he's like, dude, think of like... if Lady Gaga was talented. And I was like, okay. And so I guess she was on Saturday Night Live the other night.
Okay.
There is a Madonna vibe. Hey, check it out. You'll be surprised.
Okay.
She was on Saturday Night Live the other night.
St. Vincent was?
Yes.
Wow.
And she played this song. And like the whole performance, everybody's like, man, she's good.
All right.
Because she's like rocking the guitar and stuff. She's an artist.
Okay.
She is playing, but this song is called Digital Witness, and it's about our obsession as a culture with social media. So it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier with Levi.
Yeah.
And with the whole, like, now people are making money off of their Instagram accounts.
The economics of selfies.
Yeah. So check out the lyrics. This is Digital Witness by St. Vincent. Tell us what you think. It's a culture shock.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good. To your seats, get back, gnashing teeth. Ooh, I want all your money. So I stop sleeping, yeah, I stop sleeping. Won't somebody, somebody tell me?
St. Vincent, Digital Witness. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Devin says, am I allowed to say Lady Gaga is better
than
this?
No, you are not.
Pedro says, intro was rough and it was all downhill from there. Bury it deep, says Andrew. I would rather look out the window. Brian says, oh, my ears, no thank you. Matt says, bury. Fatty says, this is my last post until July. So sad. But summer camps must go on. I dig the brass sounds. Dig.
Okay.
Thebe says, ouch, too much pain. Bill says, I'm inclined to agree with whatever TJ says about this. TJ says, run this over and then back over it and repeat. And Aubrey says, oh, that is groovy. Dig.
All right. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Keeping it going. What is that?
Yep. I want you to know why I added this song.
No, how do you say it?
That's the Natchez Trace, man. And let me tell you about the Natchez Trace. The Natchez Trace was an old shipping route that ran from Natchez, Mississippi to Nashville, Tennessee.
Ah, yes.
And so anytime Waverly had to drive to South Mississippi or to like New Orleans, or we had to drive to Nashville, we would take the Natchez Trace. It's a federal parkway now.
All right.
And you can only go 50 miles an hour.
Oof.
And deer are trying to kill you. The entire way. No lie. Driving from Jackson, Mississippi to Tupelo, it's a 3-hour drive on the Natchez Trace.
Wow.
Ready for this? Uh-huh. We counted over 100 deer one night.
Just
that's on
cool.
the side of the road, just
that
waiting.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds great. They're waiting. And they will barrel out into the road and you will hit them and total your car or die.
Yeah.
And they'll usually live.
Yeah.
Because that's how deer do.
Yeah.
They like flip off and then they look back at you and go, oh, my bad. You didn't see what I did to that car? That's what they get for Bambi. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So anyway, this band, Friendly Savages, this is their song, Natchez Trace. Check it out. Dig it or bury it.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Austin Morning Party. Static.
My mama laid me on a blanket, wiped the dust right off my face. That's the nicest you're gonna make it. I was cold and I
Friendly Savages, Natchez Trace.
Natchez Trace. Natchez Trace, baby.
Natchez Trace.
Y'all, it's called the Natchez Trace.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That had the signature static vibe, in my opinion. But
dude,
let's just see.
It really made me think of Mississippi.
Yeah.
And Dawn went home to visit my parents. Like, she's in Mississippi right now. And they're sending me pictures. And I'm so jealous that I'm not at home right now. Aubrey says, I'm putting out that cigarette and burying this song.
Wait,
love you
what?
Guys. Yeah, he was talking about his cigarette sparkles to the ground.
Jennifer
says, dig it. Thebe says, good vibe in a live setting. Not so much for rotation. Bill says, I like it. TJ says, I just bought it. Brandy C says, reminds me of Billy Joel with hints of Bob Dylan.
Whoa,
it's good.
Dang.
Sarah says, joig! I think. Brian says, I like Dig. Joel the Nanny says, never knew there was such a thing as a Friendly Savage.
Ah.
But I like what they're doing, Dig. And Brian says, love his voice and the vibe of this song was a dig from the first second.
Wow. All right. Keeping it going. We got some jams this morning. Did I mention we've got brand new Amberlin on the way as well as Coldplay?
What you say?
I said we got some Amberlins and Coldplays.
I say, what you say?
I said we have Amberlin and Coldplay?
I said I can't hear very well.
Okay.
This next band, I'm really interested to see what people think. Because I guess if I had to pick a band that I thought...
These guys are going to make
this band's going to blow up.
Okay.
This band, they're called City Rain. And they're actually giving this album away for free.
No way.
On Noise Trade right now.
That's how they do.
But this band has gotten huge pushes from like MTV... And it seems like they're being groomed right now.
Okay.
They're from Philadelphia or
so all you hipsters out there, go pick it up for free on Noise Trade and say, I had this record when it was the first record and they were giving it away.
Here's the thing with this band. The song's called The Optimist, the band is City Rain. He sings so far behind the beat, sometimes it sounds like it's wrong. Not kidding. So I'm really interested to see what people
think. Why you
gotta
point that out first? Now that's all I'm gonna listen for.
I know. I want you to listen for it. I want you, because if this does in turn become a huge thing, it's gonna be like, wow, this is like drastically different.
Tao called that.
Than things, and I don't care about that. But the structure of this is just very different.
If they make it, then I have a chance, because I am definitely off the rhythm.
We
sometimes.
Can do this, man.
We can do this. All right,
Doug, you'll be in our band. Yeah,
the band is City Rain. Song is called The Optimist. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party
now.
Static. City Rain, The Optimist.
The Optimist.
Oh, that's good.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. It's pretty much what's happening. Awesome.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Welcome back. That was The Optimist by City Rain.
That's good stuff.
If you're not listening over the app, you might have been interrupted.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Oh, it's good times.
Good times. Great oldies.
But nice pick, dude!
I can't see what the people said because I was editing the post.
Oh! Post editor.
Oh, here we go. Dig. Cool Jam, dig it. Owl City Rain. Bill says, I suppose I could get used to this. TJ says, there isn't an optimist in me for this song. Jennifer says, like the beat, dig. Brandon says, dig. Matt says, meh. Barry, it's pretty bland. But it's bland with a D. Reading Rambo, he says. Deanne says, you guys are playing some good tunes today. Dig.
I know, right?
Joel the Nanny says, my ears are happy. This will be one of my summer jams. I dig it.
All right.
That band's album is for free right now.
The whole record.
On Noise Trade.
We have got to. Do you already grabbed it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
I picked that up myself. That was good, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Right now, this next band, I Am Clay.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of indie worship for you guys. This song's called Time in Secret.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
In this letter to my love, so that in any other love it can't compare to ours for you.
I Am Clay. Song's called Time in Secret. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What do your people want to say about it?
I don't know.
What do you want to say?
facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Guys, if you hear a band on here that you like, oftentimes you should get in touch with that band over Facebook, because we play a lot of super underground bands that don't have huge... Like that last band, that City Rain band, like 2,000 people like them on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you get in on the ground floor here.
Yeah.
Are you hipsters out there?
Well, plus then in turn it helps try and book shows. I'm not going to lie, this last Friday I wanted to punch my friend Chuck Elmore.
Yep.
Who posted a photo of himself in Santa Fe hanging out with this band called Leagues.
Yep.
This band that we play called Leagues.
They played in Santa Fe. And then he told me that, so I'm going to their website and I'm like, what?
They didn't even have it posted.
They didn't have anything posted on their website.
Gosh!
That's bad on them.
That is.
If you're going to go out and tour, at least put your dates up.
I was very sad because that band is incredible. And yes, they played this last Friday in Santa Fe and I couldn't believe it. Now we're going to have to try and get them back here. We do have a contact for them now.
Well, there you go. I Am Clay. Let's see. Caleb says, this is awesome. Thebe says, not bad for someone with 11 kids. Pedro and Valerie, dig it. Bill says, bring back the rock. And TJ says, this makes me regular, which for that guy is very important. I know he's had quite the struggle.
Oh, man.
And I'm stoked for you, man.
Yes. Hey, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Pastor Levi Lusco will be here at Calvary Albuquerque for the O2 Experience, delivering two messages, one on life and death, one on sex and romance. And I got to tell you, this next song, it's a culture shock. This whole record is blowing my mind right now.
Tell me
that. It is absolutely incredible. It released yesterday, the full length from Coldplay. It's been some time since we've gotten a full length from them. And for those that are big fans, patiently waiting, they did well. There's a song that Calvin from Hobbs said, dude, suggestion. It also happens to be my wife's favorite track on the record.
Hey.
Listen to these lyrics. The song is called A Sky Full of Stars. And these are the lyrics for this Coldplay track we're about to play. It says, because you're a sky full of stars, I'm going to give you my heart because you light up the path. I don't care. Go on and tear me apart. I don't care if you do. Of course, we know full well. He would not, but in a sky full of stars, I saw you. You're a sky. I want to die in your arms because you get lighter the more it gets dark. I'm going to give you my heart. And it's all about just, man, that passion and following after something. And of course, for us, we know that that passion, that light is only found in Jesus Christ. And anytime something has to do with stars, I immediately think of Psalm 19 and how it talks about the stars declaring the glory of God. And night after night, they pour forth his speech. And that's a way that God has revealed himself to us, is through his creation. And we see it. And deeper than that, through Jesus Christ, we have this. We can have this passion, which is, I'm excited about the O2 experience tonight. To talk about that, to really showcase that it's okay to be passionate about something. It's okay to fall headfirst in love with someone. His name is Jesus, and it brings about such passion and excitement that you can't help but serve him and live for him. And so I love this song. I'm excited that it was a suggestion from Calvin from Hobbs. And we will get to that all right after we take a quick break.
Oh, okay.
See how I did that?
I like it.
It's kind of sad, but that's, you know, funny. You were ready for Coldplay.
I was.
Coming up in T-minus 2.5 minutes, brand new Coldplay to Static Radio. Get ready. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back to New Music Tuesday.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, if you have a culture shock suggestion, maybe there's an artist that speaks to you that you're like, dang, dude, that's the jam. Tell us. Let us know. We want to hear from you. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Easiest way to get a hold of us. My dear friend Matthew right there, he's staring at that computer, and it's like, hey, there's a new email. We read them almost instantaneously.
We do.
As long as we're on the air.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So here's the thing. We got a suggestion from Calvin, from Hobbs. The song is A Sky Full of Stars. The band is Coldplay. And you tell us what you think about it. What does it speak to you? Do you dig it? Bury it? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Coldplay, Sky Full of Stars. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That from their brand new record, Ghost Stories, which released yesterday. I'm a fan, so I can't. I mean, I got nothing. I don't know.
Matt Bach is not a fan. He said bury as deep as possible.
Gosh.
Devin says it almost sounds like someone else's song featuring the lead singer of Coldplay. Dig, though.
Okay.
Caleb says, yeah, I guess I still dig it. He still digs it. He's been jamming it for a while now. You got to understand. He's had it, you know. It's been a while. Joe the Nanny says, I usually do not like Coldplay, and I was set to bury. But I actually really like this song. I can dig it. Smiley face. Pedro and Valerie dig it. Andrew loves Coldplay. Diggerunsky's Neighborinos. Brian says, your mom listens to Coldplay.
Okay.
Napoleon Dynamite voice, please. Okay.
Your mom listens to Coldplay.
I think I have to dig this or Steve-O will tear me apart.
Hey, anybody, you can have your own opinion. It's a free world, man.
Okay, maybe this is what Caleb...
It's a free world.
Caleb posted this one first and then that... okay, first he said, oh, it was so awesome until the overdone dance beat. And then he said, yeah, I guess I still dig it.
Okay,
cool.
Making more sense now.
And then Laura says, great new tune from a great band. We'll be getting this as a surprise for her Captain K.
Okay.
I had no idea she knew Captain Kangaroo.
Boom!
That's incredible. Yes. I didn't even know he was still alive.
I didn't either.
Man, Captain Kangaroo got me through some rough spots when I was a kid.
4 years old, can't get that second bowl of SpaghettiOs. You don't know where to turn. You're walking around going, dang, dude, what am I supposed to do with my life? God, where are you in this situation? Crying out to him, you know. Yeah. Some people would be like, that's the Lord's name in vain. But you're like, I don't know. I'm legitimately, these SpaghettiOs have got me messed up. And then Captain Kangaroo comes along and he's like, hey. And then you're like, all right, good.
Have you ever seen a single episode of Captain Kangaroo?
I really did. Used to watch that a lot.
Really? I've never seen a single episode.
Dude, yeah, I watched it. It came on PBS. I watched it all the time. My mom said when I was a kid, my favorite show was Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I was little. Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street.
Was the cat's name Daniel?
I don't know.
Oh,
that cat out
there's
name is Daniel. Am I right? He's at Staff Depot.
Oh, man. Thanks to Calvin from Pobbs for suggesting that.
Yeah.
Culture Shock. If you would like to suggest a culture shock, it's easy. Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We end it well.
We do.
Or do we?
I hope so.
Tell us what you think about this brand new song from Amberlin. They have a new record coming out in June, and I'm excited for it. I wonder if it's all... We've heard a couple tracks from this new record that sound nothing alike.
Mm.
So I'm interested to hear the record in its entirety.
I'm interested because the way they recorded it is... crazy different.
Yeah.
Like they, well, not, you know, but for them, it's
from
different.
What they
Instead
normally
of sticking
do.
With one guy like they
right.
usually do. Like they did Aaron Sprinkle for a few records, Brendan O'Brien,
yeah.
Neil Avron did a record, you know, and then they went back to Aaron Sprinkle. And now they have Matt Goldman,
yeah.
who is incredible in Atlanta, and he did the drums on like Under Oath's records. What was the big record? The line, define the great line,
yeah.
and then the sound of whatever metal, and he did all the drums, and it sounded so good.
Yeah.
And then they went down, and Aaron Marsh from Copeland, they're in Florida, and he does the bass and the guitars, and then they go up for Aaron Sprinkle in Nashville to do the vocals.
That's crazy.
And it sounds good.
Yeah, different
Ooh,
producers all kind of collaborating, coming together. So that's the sound you get from Stranger Ways and their new record, Lowborn, which releases in June.
Oh.
So tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yes, brand new Amberlin on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! Amberlin, Stranger Ways, from their forthcoming Lowborn record. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it.
I don't think Matt Baca likes anything today. He said, I really admire the effort put into this. And there's a thing that says poop in the river.
Nice.
Poop. Thebe says, the last Amberlin album ever. Bill says, the last Amberlin album ever. And TJ echoes that sentiment. But I think it's Thebe's typing all this stuff. Dave Meyer says, greatest, worst band ever. Amazing records, terrible live, but I still love them. So stoked for this record.
What? When was the last time you saw them live, David Myers?
David Myers, I've seen some really great shows from Amberlin.
It's always sad when you hear somebody talk about how terrible bands are live. Like Third Eye Blind. All
yeah.
I ever heard
Me
was
too.
How awful they were live, and finally got to see them knowing, you know what, they're probably going to suck, but they're one of my favorite bands, and Stephen Jenkins' vocals were spot on. Mm. They were amazing. It was a great show. Same with Blink. Mm. I saw Angels and Airwaves, and Tom DeLonge is terrible.
When I saw Blink, he messed up a little bit, but it wasn't as bad
but
as
Blink
everybody
was good.
Knew. But I like to think that, because I've seen a ton of live videos on the internet of Blink, and Tom DeLonge's not the best singer.
No.
And I think he's admittedly, he's not the best singer.
Yeah.
So I like to think the sound guy has what we like to call the suck knob out there, and he turns the suck down and turns the good up on the soundboard. Probably what's going on with quite a few bands.
Could be true.
Aubrey
be
says, true. Can't go wrong with Amberlin, Dig Forever.
And yeah.
That is the first single off their final album.
New record coming out in June. They will be coming through with Warped Tour in June as well. And week of the record release, actually. So working on getting those guys in studio.
TJ, I cannot echo Thebes enough. Andrew says, sweet, horrible, awesome, disgusting. Sorry my golem was butting in. I told him to go away. Dig. Miriam digs it. Tanya loves it.
Okay.
Pedro and Valerie dig.
All right.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for participating in New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks for all the comments. Thanks for hanging out this morning with us. We've got some jams on the way from Noah Gunderson, some Foo Fighters. It's a nice Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
We've been spinning jams for New Music Tuesday. We figure, why not just keep the good stuff going? Who wants to listen to us ramble about stupidity?
Me?
Oh.
I like hearing myself talk.
Okay.
It's the worst.
More of us coming up talking about nothing. In the meantime, Noah Gunderson, The Wild Wild, right now thrice for your listening pleasure. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
That was good, dude.
Thanks, man.
Your harmony was on, man. You're on fire today!
Woo! Team Awesome Morning Party!
Before we move on too quickly, I want to read an email we just got.
What?
It's not another fan mail from me.
Oh, dang it, but we love the letters!
We do. But Thailand Michael emailed us.
Oh, Thailand Michael.
He says he wants to participate in New Music Tuesday, so here's his take on all the music. He can't guarantee that he'll be able to participate every Tuesday while he's traveling, but he's going to do the best he can. So here's his take. Number one, Louder Than Sirens, a local band, Barry. 6'10", Someday Hun, dig. Driver Friendly, dig. Tall Walker, dig. Bella Reeve, dig. St. Vincent, dig. Friendly Savages, dig. And the email won't move, so I can't tell the... Okay, the webpage is not available. Anyway, he dug the rest of them, and the ones that he likes so much that he's thinking about buying them, he put like 3 stars beside them.
All right.
There we go. City Rain, dig. Friendly Savages, dig. St. Vincent, dig. I Am Clay, dig. Coldplay, dig. Amberland, dig. He had specific reasons for his digs or berries, but he knows we're busy, and he left that part out. And he needs us to get him some food or something from a local chain here, because I guess he misses it. But I just thought that was so cool that he emailed all the way from Thailand just to participate in New Music Tuesday.
It's pretty cool when people send letters. There are 26 Italian women sending letters out right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are they sending? Are they sending letters to me as hate mail?
They're sending letters to the Pope.
Oh, okay.
Claiming to be in relationships with priests.
What?
Their desire is to make the Pope... make the Catholic Church's celibacy requirement optional. Here's how the letter reads. Dear Pope Francis, I feel like I need to read this like Casey Kasem. I need music. Dear Pope Francis, we are a group of women from all over Italy and further afield. And we're writing to you to break down the wall of silence and indifference that we're faced with every day.
Every day.
Each of us is in, was, or would like to start a relationship with the priest we are in love with.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I got.
That's it?
Letter sent to the Vatican, signed with a single letter of their first names along with their hometown, which means there aren't really women. It's just priests from northern Italy who are like, let's get this letter to the Pope.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend sent that.
Yeah, my girlfriend. She's real. She sent a letter.
She sent that. And she's like, hey, let me kiss girls.
The women claim to be a small sample of many, many women who are living and hiding about the men they love. Celibacy in the Roman Catholic Church dates back more than 1,000 years. Some believe ending the requirement would help with the shortage of Catholic priests in some areas. Because that's a tall order. Hey, speaking of that, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Pastor Levi Lesko is bringing it.
Bringing the heat.
Raining down hammers of rock from heaven.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Kevin Douglas hammers?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Tall order.
Don't miss it.
He's got this, though. It's going down tonight, 7 p.m., right here on the Calvary campus. The O2 Experience. Life, death, sex, romance. That's what he's going to be talking about tonight. You can check
out the details.
You've
heard the commercial.
Yeah. Check out the details. At our page of awesome. It's called MyStaticRadio.com.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. There is a rash of this going on right now, and I don't know how to feel. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
Can't tell me how to feel.
Authorities say a California mom went vigilante style on Friday. Oh, going Batman!
Batman!
She grabbed and shoved a 12-year-old, quote-unquote, bully on school grounds. Delia Garcia Bratcher was visiting Olivet Charter Elementary School in Santa Rosa, Cali. She asked her 10-year-old son to point out the tormentor. Seeing him, she grabbed him by his neck and said, "Where's Rachel?"
Whoa!
Yeah, she didn't say that.
This sounds like the plot of a Vince Vaughn movie.
She grabbed him by the neck, gave him a shove, and told him to knock it off. Well, the boy ran and told on the mom, who was charged with inflicting injury on a child. A sheriff's department spokesman said you could actually see fingerprints on the 12-year-old's neck.
Well, that's not good.
And what makes this even worse is the mom may have grabbed the wrong boy.
Okay.
Investigators actually have not yet linked this child to bullying, and therefore...
Yeah. Good call, Mom.
So, listen, parents...
Maybe don't take it into your
own
hands.
I know you
so
love
much.
Your children and you get passionate sometimes, but I'm thinking going around and choking out bullies, quote unquote, is not the way to handle it. No. We read another story this morning about a dad that made me want to go on a hunt to find him.
Yeah.
What is going on with parenting?
Well, I don't know.
505-338-3700. These are good, though, because these horror stories will help you know what not to do.
Well, I have an instinct
that
tells me not to throw a 22-month-year-old kid into a swimming pool.
22-month-year-old.
And then I've also got another instinct not to run up and choke some kid.
This is true.
You know.
Yeah, apparently a 22-month-old daughter was messing around in a swimming pool. She threw their puppy into the pool to see how it would do, and the puppy died. So the father decided he wanted to teach his daughter about the dangers of swimming pools by launching her into the pool head first.
Nope. Nope. No!
A video shows McCarthy, the dad, throwing the child nearly across the width of the pool before she hits the water. The girlfriend seems
across the width of the pool.
The child, yeah, to
so
retrieve
she
her.
Almost hit the other side.
He says he wanted to scare his daughter to make her afraid of the water, so he threw her in face first. He is now facing charges on suspicion of child abuse, and I'm serious, these are real stories in the media. What the freak is happening?
Nobody know. Nobody know, y'all. Nobody know.
Gah! Yeah. Coming up, we got some Foo Fighters for you. Parents, come on, bruh.
Come on, y'all.
Summertime is upon us. You're going to be spending a lot more time with your kids. Patience is a virtue. All that good stuff. Be kind, rewind.
Oh.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
I know I live in you, mother. That burden buried inside.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good job.
Thanks.
What?
What'd you do with Steve-O?
We don't need to talk about it.
What'd you do with him?
It doesn't matter.
Mitch is here because it's the end of the show. Steve-O disappeared like a magician.
Like a phantom.
Doug, did you get rid of Steve-O?
He did. He did.
What did you guys do? Is this a practical joke? Are you guys getting back at me?
Yeah, it's a practical joke. We're just getting back at you.
I don't trust you. I like your fancy new haircut, but
hey,
I don't trust you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, good morning, by the way. I'm
good
here.
Morning.
You're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party. I'm just filling in for a few moments.
Just for a few moments, because we're about to go, and that's sad.
We're about to say goodbye.
That's not how we say goodbye, Mitch.
Oh, how do you say goodbye? I don't remember.
You say goodbye, I say hello. That's how I do it.
Are you looking for Journey?
Yes.
Okay.
There it is.
Ready?
Ready. Because it is time to go, and you have New Music Tuesday recap.
An empty recap, yeah.
Is that the theme song?
That's, yeah.
That's coming up. What'd you learn today?
Man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I learned so much. Actually, I didn't learn a whole lot. I learned that the O2 Experience is tonight.
That's right. Don't
really
miss
exciting.
It. We talked to Levi earlier, and it was great. All the info about that, you can go to mystaticradio.com, and it's right there waiting on you.
It's all there.
It's all there. So you're about to start your show.
I am. I got a lot of stuff coming up. New Music Tuesday recap. For sure.
Yes, I'm going to go try to find Steve-O. I think he might be lost in the bathroom.
You know, just don't even worry about him.
Don't even worry about
him. Yeah, no, it's cool.
But he's my friend.
No, don't worry about it. We don't need to.
But I want to worry about him.
No, it's cool. Don't even worry about
him. I'm going to worry about him. But anyway, thank you guys for listening and for participating in New Music Tuesday today.
Yeah.
We really, really enjoyed it and loved your help.
Yeah, really excited about that. Coldplay. And you guys did some St. Vincent.
Yeah, St. Vincent.
Some
we had some
stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay.
So it's going to be going all day. We got the New Music Tuesday recap coming up here in the midday
and
with
then,
Mitch.
And then at 5, an encore with Celeste where she picks the top 5 songs that you voted on and she plays them for you again.
That's
it's the
right.
most airplay that artists get ever.
It's true. And they're going to be posted on our Facebook all day long. So if you didn't hear them now, you can listen to one of those other times. And you can still voice your opinion.
Okay, now you got to say your out, your goodbye. How do you do this?
I'm going to say today I learned a lot about how not to parent kids.
Oh, okay.
And I learned that I love Doug and I miss Steve-O.
Well, that's all we got for you.
That's all we got. So here comes Middays with Mitch. Get ready. Team Awesome Morning Party, goodbye. Static Radio.